Grim Histories, Witches, by Terry Deary, read by Vienna Vance. Introduction. You probably think witches are just funny old ladies with pointy hats and broomsticks, but no one with half a brain really believes in witches these days. My friend Mary says Mrs. Popplecrump's a witch. They with more than half a brain. She isn't. Witches make great stories, but only an idiot believes a real person could fly on a broomstick. My friend Gary says Mrs. Popplecrump can turn you into a toad. Not only an idiot. She can't. And only a real twit would think a witch could put a spell on you. Ribbit? Not a real twit. I'm not stupid enough to believe that. So how can you have a history book about people who don't exist? The thing is, people used to believe in witches. People have always believed in magic, invisible forces that can be very useful if only you can control them. Someone who thought magic worked for them became known as a witch. Even if the magic they used was a cure for a spot on your nose made from herbs. The Bible says, you should not allow a witch to live. And that led to a lot of cruelty, stupidity, and horror. If you had a handbook about it, then the book would be a horrible history, wouldn't it? And guess what? You are about to read it. It's full of sad and savage stories and sickly spells. But don't try them at home. They won't work. They're only there to show what curious creatures we can be at times. Remember, no one with half a brain believes in witches today. I'm pleased about that. I told you so, Billy with half a brain. Witches twisted timeline. The word witch may come from the old English word wis, which means wise person. Please, sir, I think you're a wise person. Thank you, Gary. Other people say it is from the word wick, which means twisted. All we need to know is it now means a person who meddles in magic, and witches have been around a long, long time. A.D. 100. A Roman writer called Octavius writes about witches that he's heard of. He says, I am told that they worship the head of a donkey. They have sacrifices where a young priest stabs a baby to death. Then, it's horrible, they hungrily drink the child's blood and struggle with one another as they divide his arms and legs. A.D. 350. In Alexandria, Egypt, the Greek woman Hypatia is murdered by the Christians. They take her to their church, strip her, and then kill her with broken ties. They call her a witch. Her crime is she is into maps. Her corpse is burned. What'd you get if you add 2 and 3, Gary? Fire! A.D. 785. Emperor Charlemagne says there are no such things as witches. Anyone who burns a witch will be executed. A.D. 990. Alfric is an English monk from Winchester. He writes, witches meet at crossroads after a funeral. They call to the devil, and he appears in the shape of the dead man. He believes crossroads are the places where spirits of the dead hang around. The witches can have a chat. How would the spirits feel about being dragged from their grave to that place? The dead cross. 1231. Conrad of Marburg is the first witch finder in Germany. He says, we would gladly burn 100 if just one of them was guilty. 1280. First pictures appear in art of witches flying on brooms. He thought he could fly. He's as daft as a brush. 1324. Petronella is the first person to be burnt as a witch in the British Isles. 1390. First witch hunt in France. A witch was a criminal in the eyes of the church, but the church couldn't execute anyone. They handed them over to the clerk to do the witch killing. 1331. The English capture French warrior Joan of Arc and accuse her of witchcraft. She is burned alive. 1532. Henry VIII introduced a law that says anyone calling up an evil spirit from hell will die, and otherwise will go to the king. The law wanted to stop their wicked witch things. 1. Fortune telling. No one could say, the king is going to die, and start to panic in England. 2. Killing someone by making a picture of an enemy and destroying it. The enemy would die, they said. 3. Making a witch's brew so someone will fall in love with you. A love potion. Making a model of another person. If you were caught, you'd be executed, and King Henry would take everything you owned. The law was used for 6 years, but only one man was ever arrested, and he was set free. 1537. New king, Edward VI, scraps Henry's law, but 1563. Queen Elizabeth I says calling up evil spirits gets you a year in jail. Do it a second time and you'll be executed. 1597. James VI of Scotland writes a book about witchcraft called Demonology. He says, the devil teaches witches how to make pictures of their enemies in wax or clay. Then, by roasting the pictures, their enemies melt or die away by sickness. 1609. Savage Bamberg trials start in Germany. The witchfinder is Bishop Gottfried von Dornheim. This man of God gets all the wealth of the victims once they are dead. Of course, he has hundreds executed. This woman's definitely a witch. 1635. In England, witchfinder General Matthew Hopkins leads the Townsquare witch trials. Hundreds of witches hang because of this stupid man. 1684. In England, the last woman to hang for witchcraft is Alice Molloy. 1692. America goes wild about witches. In Salem, dozens of lucky people are thrown into jail. 19 unlucky ones are hanged. One really unlucky farmer is crushed to death under stones and takes 2 days to die. He is 80 years old. 1712. Jane Wenham is found guilty of witchcraft in Hertfordshire, the last woman to be sentenced to death as a witch in England. In fact, Queen Anne lets her off. Anne Thorne accused Jane of turning into a cat, but later said she was in a bad mood because her boyfriend dumped her. Jane lives on to 88. 1712. Jane Wenham is found guilty of witchcraft in... 1727. In Scotland, the last woman to burn as a witch is Janet Hearn. But hundreds of years later, people still believe in witches. 1875. In Long Compton, near Wykwood Forest, the body of an old woman is discovered. Anne Turner had been pinned to the ground by a pitchfork. James Haywood, a local farmer, once said, "It's she who brings the floods and drought. Her spell has withered the crops in the field. Her curse drove my father to an early grave." Haywood went to prison for her murder. 1928. A family of Hungarian peasants beat an old woman to death because they think she's a witch. They go free. 1935. Charles Belton, a farm worker, is found near Long Compton, again, pinned to the ground by a pitchfork, again. Local gossip says he was a witch. His killer is never caught. How to spot a witch? People believe that witches were ugly or had odd bodies. This is nonsense, of course. In fact, some of my best friends are ugly. Well, to be honest, all my friends are ugly. I only knock around with them because they're so ugly they make me look good. There have been many ways that witches have been spotted in the past. Extra fingers. Queen Anne Boleyn, wife of Henry VIII, was said to be a witch because she had 6 fingers on one hand. But the people who said that hadn't actually seen her. She could have had 10 fingers. Having a lump on the neck. Again, Anne Boleyn had this. The lump didn't stop the sword slicing through her neck when she was beheaded, though. The lump's going to cost extra. With you, witches. An Italian monk called Ludovico Sinistri. You can spot a witch by their smell. A witch pongs terribly. Little Vico lived in the late 1600s. He could even tell you why witches smell. He explained, every witch has a familiar, a spirit sent from the devil. You cannot see a spirit, so the devil puts the spirit into a corpse. The corpse stinks, and the stink hangs around the witch. It's a dead-end job. Cauldron, a witch's cooking pot. William Lord Solis was said to be a witch in Scotland in the 1300s. He was executed by being boiled in his own cauldron. It's a super way to go. I knew my magic would get me into hot water. Broomsticks. Women who went to a meeting of witches, a coven, were supposed to take a broom with them. They then rode the broom like a hobby horse, pretending to be knights riding into the court of their king. Yeehaw! That horse looks hungrier than us. The brush end of the broom went first, like the mane of the horse, and the stick trailed on the ground. Terrible histories now. If you see a picture of a witch riding with the brush behind them, then either A, the artist is a dummy, or B, the witch is flying backwards. Broom! I don't know which way is which. Terrible tests. There were lots of ways to test a suspected witch, and the tests were really terrible. One, swimming. Witches were tested with the famous swimming trial. To do it properly, the right thumb was tied to the left big toe and the left thumb to the right big toe. That makes swimming tricky. The victim was then thrown in the water. If they floated, the devil was helping them. They were taken out and executed. If they sank, they were innocent. Probably dead innocent. Did you know a woman who nagged her husband was known as a scold? Her punishment was to be tied to a stool and dumped in a cold river. This would be done over and over again to teach her a lesson that was called ducking. Some people mix this up with the swimming test. The Terrible Histories readers know better, don't you? Ducking went on until 1817 when Sarah Leake was ducked. It all ended as a bit of a joke, as they couldn't get Sarah under the water. The pool they'd chosen was too shallow. 2. Trial by ordeal. The Saxons believed in trial by ordeal. If you could pass a painful test, you could go free. Even after the Normans ruled the country, after 1066, a Saxon could choose this kind of trial. In 1209, Agnes, wife of Odo, chose to have a trial by ordeal. She was the first woman to be tried as a witch in England. An iron bar was put in a fire. Alice gripped the hot bar in her hand. She walked 9 steps with the bar in her hand. Her hand was bandaged and left. The bandages were then taken off. Her hand was healed, so she was innocent. 3. Eating jam and bread. The Irish believed witches took the form of humans but could not eat human food. Michael Cleary tested his witch wife by forcing her to eat jam and bread. She ate it, but he killed her anyway. 4. Staying calm. In 1595, Jut van Deuren was tried as a witch in the village of Mierlo in the Netherlands. She was tested with ducking and failed. She was arrested. A writer at the time said, when she was arrested and thrown in prison, she was never seen to cry or to look miserable. A normal woman would. She must be guilty. The writer went on to say that Jut looked guilty, so of course she was. 3. Jut was burned. 5. Screaming fits. Some people said they screamed as soon as a witch touched them. In Suffolk in 1664, Rose Cullender said she screamed when witch Amy Dooney touched her, so a law officer tested her. Rose Cullender faced Amy Dooney. I'll scream if she touches me! An apron was placed in front of Rose's face. The officer touched Rose. Aye, she touched me! The officer told the judge. Rose Cullender is a fake. Amy Dooney will hang anyway. She did. 6. Bleeding corpses. Christina Wilson was executed as a witch in Dalkeith, Scotland in 1551. She was said to have killed a man by witchcraft. She was led to the corpse of her victim. When she touched the corpse, it began to bleed. They said that proved she was the killer and that she was a witch. 7. Prick that witch. People believed a witch was touched by the devil. On the spot he touched her, she would not bleed. So a witch finder searched witches for the spot and pricked it. If it didn't bleed, then the witch could be executed. John Kincaid of Dalkeith in Scotland was a witch pricker. He was paid £6 to test a witch. He said Janet Peaston was a witch. I passed her house and heard her talking to herself. Only witches talk to themselves. Janet Peaston was pricked by Kincaid. He said she didn't bleed, but he could have cheated. Janet was burnt. Kincaid was £6 richer. 8. Turpis. This cheerful little toy was used to tear out witches' fingernails if they refused to confess. Did you know, if anyone could not be proved to be a witch, it would still be branded on the cheek and banned from the city. You lost whichever way the trial went. Witch words. Witch? There have been lots of wise words for witches through the ages. Here are some useful ones to know. 1. Abracadabra. A piece of word magic in the Middle Ages was the word abracadabra. This was said to be a Hebrew charm made from the initials of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word was written on paper and hung from the neck by a linen thread for life. If you want to try it, then it must be written like this. Abracadabra, abracadabra, abracadab, abracadab, abracad, abraca, abrag, abra, abra, ab, ab. I'm with this idiot. 2. Hocus Pocus. Want to turn your deadliest enemy into a frog, or worse, a prince, or worst of all, a teacher? Then you need magical, wicked words like Hocus Pocus. There are 2 stories about how Hocus Pocus came to be used by magicians. It comes from the name of an old Norse god, Hocus Pocus. It comes from the Roman Catholic Church service. It is a short form of Hoc Est Corpus Meum. This is my body. 3. Perguzical. Tired of your ugly body? Want to change? Or tired of teacher's ugly mush and want to be taught by someone with third star looks? Say the word Pzerquiggles and your wish will come true. Just 2 small catches. A. You have to pronounce it properly. B. This was invented by L. Frank Baum and used in his book, The Magic of Oz. So don't get too excited and you will probably be disappointed. 4. Athame. This is a witch's special knife. It is usually double-bladed with a black handle made of steel. 5. Venefica. A witch from Italy who poisons people using magical potions. In the 1600s, Teofania di Adamo invented a poison called Acqua Tofana. 200 years later, the famous composer Mozart was supposed to have been poisoned by Acqua Tofana. 6. Agla. Got a picture just in the pantry or a spook in the spare room? Get rid of it with the word Agla. This is a short way of saying the Hebrew words that mean, Thou art forever mighty, Lord. 7. Cheerful charms. Ananasapta. Got a spot on your nose? Magic it away with Ananasapta. No, it's not a new type of antiseptic cream. It's the magic word. Write it on a parchment and wear it around your neck. If you don't get better within a week, then see your doctor. Ananasapta. 8. Cheerful charms. Hola Nola Massa. Hola Nola Massa was a magic spell from the Middle Ages. It was used to protect you from evils, like homework, housework, or boys who kick their noses. We say this term. Obama Oblamo Ospergo, Pax Axarax, Afa Afka, Nostra, Caram Hiam, Lady Friam, Lada Frima. I need more fingers. You might like to stand on one leg and wave your arms like aeroplane propellers while you chant this. It won't make the spell work any better, but it will make sure those boys who prick their noses keep well away from you. It didn't get rid of him, but at least he learned how to hanky. Perp. Purple history's hopeless joke. Why do witches wear name badges? So they can tell which witch is which. Witch end. Not all witches were executed, but many victims of witch trials came to nasty ends. So nasty, you wouldn't want to read about them. You would? Oh, very well, you asked for it. Petronella's Pain. A servant girl called Petronella was the first person to be burned as a witch in the British Isles. Her mistress, Lady Alice Kittler, lived in Kilkenny, Ireland. Three husbands had died and left her rich. Her fifth husband searched her rooms and found magical materials. Alice was arrested for witchcraft. It was said she made a magical poison that killed her husbands. Hubby's bump off bruise you need. The skull of a robber who's been beheaded, the nails from a dead man's hand, a baby's brains, hair, worms, guts, poison herbs. To make, mash the ingredient in the dead robber's skull and boil it. Now, I don't understand how you can boil something in a dead man's head. They never taught me that in school. School. Leave to cool. Feed to the husband you want rid of. Alice was sent to trial along with her son, William Outlaw, and her servant, Petronella. Alice was rich and bribed the judges to let her escape to England. William was rich and paid for a new lead roof on the cathedral. He was set free. But Petronella was poor. She was whipped as she confessed she was a witch. Then, on November 3rd, 1324, she was taken into the city center and burned alive. Did you know William's new lead covering on Kilkenny Cathedral didn't last long? It was so heavy it dragged the roof down and sent the bell tower crashing too. Several people were killed. Bad luck? Or Pierre Petronella's revenge? The Witch of Iron Grey. Here's the story of a horrible end for an old woman in Scotland. In the reign of James I, 1603 to 1625, or in the early years of his son Charles' reign, 1625 to 1639, a woman was burned as a witch in the parish of Iron Grey in Scotland. She lived in a little mud-red cottage and earned a little money by spitting wood and wearing stockings. She lived alone and was often seen on a summer's evening sitting on a jagged rock above the rooting stream. Sometimes late in the evening she would gather sticks from among the rowan tree roots. She kept a black letter by the line in her window which had two brass clasps of a grotesque design to fasten it closed. When she went to church her lips were sometimes seen to be moving. She was known to forecast showers or sunshine at certain times, and her forecasts were often right. The Bishop of Galloway was urged to punish this witch. He was afraid he'd be reported to the king if he failed to deal with her, so he ordered her to be brought before him near to the rowing stream. She was dragged roughly from her home. Several neighbors were called to declare the wicked thing that she had done. She was sentenced to be drowned in the rowing stream, but the crowd insisted that she should be shut up in a tar barrel and thrown into the River Cluden. Unwillingly, the bishop agreed. The wretched woman was enclosed in a barrel, which was set fire to, and roared in a blaze into the waters of the Cluden. Witch away with it. Some witches got away with their so-called crimes. Eleanor and the Candle. In 1331, Eleanor Cobham wanted her hubby Humphrey to be king. Humphrey's brother, John, was one of the people who stood in the way. John died. A man called Hume stepped forward. I helped those fair to make a wax figure of John, and we melted it. They killed him. Roger Magician, Marguerite Witch of Eye, Eleanor Duchess, Thomas Priest. Hugh went free. Thomas died in prison. Roger was hanged. Marjorie was burned alive. And Eleanor, she was forced to walk through the streets of London, carrying a candle. Did she escape with her life because she was a duchess? Was Marjorie burned because she was a common villager? It pays to be posh. It pays to be poor. Punishments for witches varied. See pages 50 to 56. But Marjorie wasn't punished for being a witch. She was punished for plotting against the life of the king. Treason. The punishment for women who committed treason in England was to be burned alive. Light witch powder. Around 1650, in northern England, a poor man suddenly became quite rich. He sold a light powder that cured sick people. He was arrested and asked, did the powder come from evil spirits? Now you would say, of course not! But this man told a fantasy story about meeting a tribe of fairy spirits. He said, I met a woman in fine clothes on the way home from market. Why are you so sad? I am too poor to feed my wife and children. Follow me and I'll show you a way. She took me to a hill and knocked 3 times and the hill opened up. A cave! Inside I saw a queen on her throne with a crowd of fairy spirits. Take this red powder. It is good magic and will cure sick people. I'll do good and feed my family. Every time I need more powder, I go to the hill and knock 3 times. Welcome, friend. I have cured many people and done no harm. What a fairy story. The judge thought the story was a lot of nonsense. He said the man should be whipped all the way to his fairy hill till he saw a bit of sense. Of course, the cleric could have had him hanged for talking to spirits. It was a sign of witchcraft. But the people of the village said not guilty, and the man went free. He lived on rich and happy. Clark Clear. The last serious witch charge in England was in 1717. Jane Clark from Leicester was accused of being a witch. A lot of people wanted to go to Clare and say she was a witch, but the law officers threw out the case. Janet Hearn in Scotland wasn't so lucky 10 years later. She was burned in a barrel of tar. Tar very much. Heard of histories, heard the joke. What is a witch's favorite computer program? Her spell checker. Which I am. Throughout history, so many people have believed in witches they could have made front page news if there had been newspapers. Here are 10 true stories that they might have appeared, but some witch hunters snipped the keywords. These are the missing words, but in the wrong order. Broomstick, soldier, coffin, nunnery, head of a corpse, horse, rope, chicken, flea, husband. Put the right words in the right place. Make sure you spell them correctly. Spell, witches, joke, get it? Oh, never mind. Yesterday, a witch was set free after he promised never to do it again. His spellbook, skull, and blank were burned in the town square, England, 1307. Bessie Dunlop was burned today for witchcraft. She was known as the Witch of Dunlary. She said she was helped by a blank called Thomas Reed, but Reed died 30 years ago. Scotland, 1576. King Henry VIII passed a new law today. The law says you are not allowed to make a model of a man, woman, or a child, nor can you make a model of an angel, a devil, or a blank. English law, 1532. Elizabeth Frances of Essex said she used witchcraft to make her blank I am. She was sent to prison for a year, England, 1566. Anne Armstrong of Corbridge said she changed herself into a blank so her friend Jane Bates could ride on her back, England, 1673. Isabel Gowdy slipped off to witch meetings at night, but her husband didn't know she was gone. She slipped a blank into her place in bed, Scotland, 1662. A South African woman was said to have flown by riding on the back of a